Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the Journey of You. Welcome to the Journey of You, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
We all have a gift. It's whether or not you choose to use it. Pablo Picasso said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." Are you operating in your gifts today? If not, what limiting belief is stopping you? My limiting belief was that I wasn't enough. For years, I searched for my worth, value, and identity in the jobs that I had and the roles that I fulfilled, until I realized that those things were given to me by God, not by anything that I did or didn't do. Now, I empower other women to overcome self-limiting beliefs in order to think, act, and live their God-given purpose, one mindset shift at a time. Today, we're going to talk about the limiting belief of fear and being afraid. How often do you find yourself worried or fearful of something that could happen? Not that it has even happened yet, but just the possibility that it could happen has you freaking out, overwhelmed, or trying to do everything under the sun to fix it yourself, or prevent it from even happening at all. You play out so many what-ifs in your head and work yourself up even more than when you first started. It seems insurmountable and unbearable. I have been there. Just last week, actually, I was facing a very thick brick wall that was too wide to go around, too high to climb over, too deep to go under. The only way is through. And it was so thick that God has to open a door that I couldn't even see. Okay. And I tried to chip away at it. I tried to kick through it. I screamed, punched, knocked. Nothing happened. As long as I worked on it in my own strength, nothing happened. There were even a couple of days, honestly, that I was just stuck because I could not figure out, if God, what do you want me to do? What are you telling me to do? Is there something that I missed? Did I do something wrong? Was there something that you wanted me to do that I didn't do? Like, I just kept going through all these different things in my head. And that's not even how God looks at us, okay? It's not that he's trying to punish you. You did this wrong. You did that wrong. Of course, every decision does have consequences, good or bad. But God genuinely wants to take care of you. And he's right there with you. I mean, we even saw in Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Like, even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is right there with you. And so we don't have to be afraid. But when we're focusing on our problems instead of God and looking up to him, the author and finisher of our faith, it seems like it really is insurmountable. But with God, all things are possible. And so he led me to a couple of scriptures that I'd like to share with you. You may not have the same limiting belief right now, but if you do come across it, I want you to have these scriptures to stand on. So write it down in your journal or your notebook or even in your phone app, whatever is easiest for you. But I'm going to share a couple of them with you. And the first one is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And it's 15 to 25, but I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to pull out the ones that I thought really stuck out. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat." Where it says King Jehoshaphat or Israel, I want you to put your name in there. So that way you can hear God actually saying it to you. Put yourself in the scripture so that it brings it more alive and makes it more real. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat. Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jerul. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out there tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. Then if you drop down to 20, it says, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor, this is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. It says, the Lord caused the armies to start fighting among themselves. They ended up killing each other. And so if you drop down to 25, it says, King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. So here they were, so worried because all these other armies were going to be coming up against them tomorrow. And they were just like, they were focusing on the fact that it was a bigger army. It was more people. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to overcome them? And God was like, the battle is his. It's not yours. It wasn't up to me to go through that brick wall. It wasn't up to me to figure it out on my own. The only thing I was supposed to do was not be afraid and trust God. Honestly, I spent a lot of time being afraid. And the wall is still there, even today. But I'm trusting God more now based on his word, because his word won't turn to him void. I still can't tell you exactly how he's going to open that door, but I'm believing that he will, even if it looks differently than I thought it would. I'm believing that he's going to do it. And so the next one he gave me is in Psalm 115. And it says, O Israel, put your name there. Trust the Lord. This is in verse 9. He is your helper. He is your shield. O priest of Aaron, trust the Lord. He is your helper. He is your shield. All you who fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He is your helper. He is your shield. Down in verse 15, it says, may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to all humanity. In verse 18, but we can praise the Lord both now and forever. That's what God wants. He wants us to praise him and to trust him. He's our helper and our shield. So we don't have to go figure it out ourselves or go fight the battle ourselves. We already read in 2 Chronicles that the battle is God's. It's not ours. And so we're able to rest in him, praising him in advance that that wall's already broken through, praising him that the battle's already been won. We're fighting from victory, not for victory. But so often we're so focused on that limiting belief or the problem that's right in front of us that we forget to zoom out and see the bigger picture, that God is still in control. And so one more I want to read you is in Psalm 116, verse 1 through 2. I love the Lord because he hears and answers my prayer, because he bends down and listens. I will pray as long as I have breath. Do you understand that? That's just like in 2 Thessalonians when it says pray without ceasing. I will pray as long as I have breath. That is what we have to do. I know that that sounds easier said than done, but God wants us to come to him. First of all, he knows everything that you have need of anyway. Second of all, he knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. He knows everything that you're thinking and feeling. So why not go ahead and tell him anyway? He already knows. And the good thing about it is he's not going to judge you, even though he could. He's not going to hold it over your head, even though he could. He has already forgiven you. When Jesus died on the cross, all of your sins were forgiven, and you were white as snow. So when God looks at you, you are his son and his daughter. He sees you through Jesus because you're covered under the blood. So you don't have to walk around in guilt or condemnation. You don't have to be afraid. Even if you made 10 mistakes yesterday, you are still the righteousness of God today. His mercies are new every single morning. And so today, whatever you're facing, whatever fears that you have that have you afraid, zoom out and see the bigger picture. Focus on who God is. His greatness, his glory. Praise him for those things, and then praise him for the things that you're believing for, even when it's uncertain, even when it's unknown. You have no idea how he's going to come through or when his timing is going to be. Still trust that he's going to do it and thank him in advance. And the more that you do it and the more you speak his word out loud, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more that you do that, the stronger you can become in your faith and just in your trust of God. It is a relationship. It's something you have to work on every day. But the more that you open up to him and surrender everything that you're feeling, the easier it becomes. The more God reveals himself to you, that if that mountain in front of you or that huge wall in front of you, maybe it's a sickness. Okay. You can trust that God's going to heal you. And then when he heals you, it's like, okay, I know I'm his healer. Well, now something else has you unsettled and you need your peace. Then all of a sudden he comes in and he's your peace. Well, now you know him as your peacemaker. God has already revealed himself to you previously. What times before has he shown himself to you that you can go back and remember and write out of light? If he did it before, he'll do it again. You can trust him at his word because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word today. We thank you so much for your faithfulness. For anyone that is listening today, Father, that also may be facing a wall, that they are afraid of a certain circumstance or it has them overwhelmed or fearful. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are right there in the midst, Lord, that we don't have to be afraid, that we can be of good courage because you are with us everywhere that we go, just like you tell us in Joshua 1:9. We thank you that in Psalm 91, you remind us that if we hide ourselves in your shadows, Father, you're going to cover us, Lord, that we don't have to be afraid of the terrors by night or the arrows that fly during the day, Lord, because you're going to give your angels charge over us, that we won't dash our foot against a stone, Lord, and that you will satisfy us with a long life and show us your salvation. So we thank you, Father, that there's nothing too hard for you, and that with all things, with you, all things are possible, Lord. So we ask these things in your Son Jesus' name, Father, that you give us peace, Lord, that you help them to rest in you, Father, in your promises, knowing that your word will never return to you void. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm telling you, the one thing that I want you to know is that your time is now, okay? And you know that you were made for more than what you're currently settling for. It's time to uncover who you are, become who you were created to be, and reach those you are called to. Your people are out there right now, waiting on you to step into your gifts and your purpose. They need you. So what are you waiting on?
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyzbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.